Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to get into one of the sister genres of ragtime, namely the blues, and specifically boogie woogie. Haven't touched on boogie woogie for quite a number of years, so I thought it might be time to revisit that genre. So we're going to feature a bunch of performers here, and I want to talk a little bit about them, starting with a composer, Clarence Pinetop Smith, African-American boogie-woogie style pianist, born and raised in Alabama. Got his nickname Pinetop as a kid for his liking for climbing trees. Worked as a vaudeville entertainer in the Pittsburgh area, moved to Chicago, and ultimately got an offer from Vocalion Records to record. And on 29 December 1928, he recorded his influential piece, Pinetop's Boogie Woogie, which featured rhythmic breaks that were essential ingredients of ragtime music, but also a fundamental foreshadowing of rock and roll. The song was also the first known use of the term boogie-woogie on a record, and kind of cemented that as the name of the genre for there on forever. He was scheduled to make another recording for Vocalion in 1929, but he died from a gunshot wound at a dance hall fight in Chicago the day before the session. Sources differ, it says, as to whether he was the intended recipient of the bullet or not. Anyway, let's move right along here. Piece of vinyl on the Flying Fish label. I was just looking at it. It's Flying Fish record number 001, featuring Jimmy Walker on piano playing Pinetop's Boogie Woogie. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jimmy Walker on a piece of vinyl from 1974, Pine Tops Boogie Woogie. Moving on now to another performer of the day, and that was Anderson Mead Lewis, better known as Mead Lux Lewis, born 1905. He was also an African-American pianist and composer. In fact, all of these early boogie-woogie players were African-American. He was born in Chicago, and in his youth he was influenced by the pianist Jimmy Yancey, whom we'll hear in a short while. The name Lux was given to him by his boyhood friends because he would imitate a couple of characters from a popular comic strip in Chicago, Alphonse and Gaston, and stroke an imaginary beard as part of the routine, and his friends started calling him the Duke of Luxembourg because of this, and the name stuck for the rest of his life. He became friends with Albert Ammons, we're going to hear from him later, and a friendship lasted throughout their entire lives. They went to the same school together, learned piano together, etc. In 1927, his rendition of Honky Tonk Train Blues, released by Paramount Records, marked his recording debut. And his performance of that from the historic Spirituals of Swing concert in Carnegie Hall in 1938 brought Lewis to public attention. Let's listen now to that particular recording. Here is Mead Lux Lewis and the Honky Tonk Train Blues. Honky Tonk Train Blues, as played by Mead Lux Lewis. Well, next on our list is a fellow named Pete Johnson, born actually Kermit H. Johnson, born in Kansas City in 1904 to an impoverished single-parent family.
Service in Denver, Colorado has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Weld County in northeastern Colorado, East Central Larimer County, until 8:30 p.m. At 7:59 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Severance, or 8 miles east of Fort Collins, moving southeast at 35 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Locations impacted include northeastern Fort Collins, Greeley, northeastern Loveland, Windsor, Eaton, Severance, Ault, Pierce, Timnath, Nunn, and Lucerne. Precautionary, preparedness actions. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Neville Dickey on the piano. Boy, if you could hold still and not tap your feet to that, you better see a doctor. Rollin' Pete, written by Pete Johnson. Well, our next name on the list is Albert Ammons, born 1949 in Chicago. Both of his parents were pianists, and he'd learned to play by the age of 10. His interest in boogie was attributed to his close friendship with Meade Lux Lewis. He, in the 1920s, he worked as a cab driver in Chicago, and he met up with his boyhood friend, Meade Lux Lewis, who was also a taxi driver. Soon the two players began working as a team, performing at parties, etc., and this ultimately led to the famous 1938 Carnegie Hall concert that I alluded to earlier. So here is Albert Ammons playing one of his compositions, Shout for Joy. ¶¶ Albert Ammons playing Shout for Joy. Well, let's turn now to Jimmy Yancey, James Edward Yancey. Born in 1901. He's a little older than the other ones. Also born in Chicago. His older brother, Alonzo Yancey, was also a pianist, and their father was a vaudeville guitarist and singer. So by age 10, Jimmy had turned across the United States as a tap dancer and singer, and by 20, he had toured throughout Europe. Taught himself to play the piano by age 15 and become a noted pianist right after that. Played the boogie-woogie style with a strong repeated figure in the left hand and a melodic decoration in the right, but his playing was delicate and subtle rather than hard driving. And he popularized the left hand figure that became known as the Yancey bass. During World War I, he played baseball for the Chicago All-Americans, a Negro League baseball team. And from 1925 to 1950, he worked as a groundskeeper for the Chicago White Sox. Here is Jimmy Yancey playing one of his own compositions. It's called Jimmy's Stuff Number 2. Jimmy Yancey at the piano with Jimmy Stuff Number 2. Well, let's focus on one who lived a little bit later in the 20th century. His name is James Booker. It was the legendary Louisiana musician Dr. John, who memorably described James Booker as, quote, the best black, gay, one-eyed, junkie piano genius New Orleans has ever produced. Born 1939, son of a Baptist preacher, his childhood was troubled. Raised by an aunt, attended a local Catholic school, but at age 9 he was knocked down by an ambulance and in hospital was given morphine to ease a badly broken leg, and that's where his addiction to drugs started. He had a minor piano hit at age 14, was playing live gigs using a fake ID, and a music critic said, quote, there's nobody that could even remotely come close to his playing ability. Unfortunately, he became manic depressive, schizophrenic, self-destructive to the point of suicidal. He was a severe alcoholic and died in 1983 of hard living. But he left us some great recordings, and here is one of them, my favorite James Booker cut. It's called Keep On Gwine.
KGNU is pleased to announce the Noche de Peña, a night of música, poesía, gastronomía, y cultura. The Peña is a celebration of the people by the people. It's a casual and participatory social event centered around live music that celebrates community through music, poetry, prose, and food. Where will this take place? At the Terrace at the Dairy Arts Center on Saturday, July 28th from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. It's free and open to the public. Featured musicians for the Peña include Adolfo Romero from Chile, Elisa García from Uruguay, Leo Corona from Mexico, Victor Mestas from Venezuela, Elena Camerín from Italy, Teresita Lozano from Mexico, and Daniel Núñez from Venezuela. as well as poets Maria Fernanda Iwasaki from Spain, Gustavo Melara from El Salvador,
Well, I apologize for that. That just sort of ended all of a sudden, but I think he said what he needed to be said. Okay, we're going to look at one other person from the New Orleans area. His name is Roy Byrd, B-Y-R-D, but he actually goes by the moniker of Professor Longhair. And here is one of his compositions in the Boogie Vane, it's called Willie Fugle's Blues. Professor Longhair with Willie Fugle's Blues. Well, Boogie has been picked up by a lot of today's ragtime performers, and so we're going to go through a short list of those folks for the rest of our show here, starting with Scott Kirby. Here is a piece that he recorded a few years back called The Frankie and Johnny Boogie, and we'll get to that in just a minute, but first, I have a pair of tickets to give away. Let's see. It's two tickets to Ned Fest, which is coming up at the end of August. This is for August 24th. Let's see. Ned Fest itself is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but this is a Friday day pass to Ned Fest. Camping is not included with these tickets. And so, once again, the date is August 24th. Starts at 11 a.m. It's for all ages and is one pair of tickets. So if you are interested in this, if you are the third caller, you will be the winner. Having said all that, we're going to listen to Scott Kirby here in just a moment, but the number to call, the only number to call, by the way, is 303-442-4242. Once again, that's 303-442-4242. Third caller after the music starts, please. Thank you.
Local Weather Service in Denver, Colorado has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Weld County in northeastern Colorado until 9:00 p.m. At 8:23 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Greeley, moving southeast at 30 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Locations impacted include Greeley, Windsor, Evans, Milliken, Eaton, Platteville, LaSalle, Gilchrist, and Lucerne. Precautionary preparedness actions. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Scott Kirby on the piano and Frankie and Johnny Boogie. Thanks to all the folks who tried to win that pair of tickets to NedFest. We really appreciate your calls. Bob Milne is another regular ragtime performer on the circuit, and he's a great fan of Boogie Woogie, has written several boogie pieces, and here is one of those that he wrote. It's called the Full Steam Boogie. Here's Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Milne on the piano and Full Steam Boogie, his own composition. Winifred Atwell from Trinidad was actually a British pianist and performed in Britain in the late 1940s and early 1950s. She wrote a piece called Five Finger Boogie, and we have a version of that tonight by two gentlemen from Switzerland, Martin Jaeger on piano and Felix Fuhrer on washboard. Five Finger Boogie by Winifred Atwell. That was Martin Jaeger on piano. Well, sticking to Europe here, we're going to turn to a performer from Hungary. And a piece called The Fives, written by a famous boogie player named George Thomas. Here is Tamás Itses.
Thank you.
Tomas Etzes playing the fives. Well, here's a local gentleman, Dick Kreckel, who performed in Central City an awful lot in recent years, and a piece from one of his CDs that's simply called Boogie Woogie. Here we are. Dick Kreckel does a nice job there on a piece he simply calls Boogie. Well, here's one that actually gained quite a bit of popularity when it first came out, written by Jack Fina, and it's a put-together featuring just boogie-woogie built on a classical piano piece called Flight of the Bumblebee. So Fina calls it Bumble Boogie. And here's one of the great contemporary boogie artists, Bob Seeley. Well, I guess we aren't going to hear that after all. So give me a moment and I'll get something else queued up. Okay, sorry about that. Let's turn now to a gentleman who makes all of the ragtime festivals throughout the country, a very popular performer, not only of ragtime, he does ragtime, and of course he does blues and vocals, but he's a great boogie-woogie pianist, and I think he's even been inducted into the Boogie-Woogie Hall of Fame or something like that. His name is Carl Sonny Leyland. That'll be a familiar name to a lot of our listeners. And here he is with one of his own compositions called Barrel House in E. Carl Sonny Leyland playing Barrel House in E. And here is another one of his compositions that I think will come pretty close to taking us out here this evening. It's called Witch's Kitchen. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we have deviated just a little bit and played a whole hour of boogie-woogie from the early stuff right up to today. Hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll tune in on another Thursday evening for some more recorded ragtime and related music. And here is Sonny Leyland to take us out with Witch's Kitchen.
Good evening. It's 9 o'clock, and welcome to Swing Shift on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Spreading positive vibrations one party at a time. Posse Vibes is hosting a family fun cookout with food, music, games, and face painting at O'Kane Park in Lakewood on Sunday, July 29th from noon to 4 p.m. More information at PosseVibes.com.
Thank you. KGNU has revived our annual record and CD sale, taking place this year Sunday, September 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Friday, September 7th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at our Denver home at 700 Calamouth Street. There will be LPs, EPs, CDs, and everything in between for you to explore new to your sounds. Come explore the dynamic spectrum of the deeply dusty grooves in support of your community radio station, KGNU. That's September 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and September 7th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at our Denver